Thank you, Brother Ron. Thank you, Brother. Amen. Glory be to God. Whew, I like his kind, don't you? Praise the good Lord. Amen. Thank God. I believe the Lord beat us here tonight, don't you? Thank God. Well, we got quite a bit we want to say, and we want you to turn with us in your Bibles to St. Luke chapter 15, a familiar portion of Scripture tonight. We did want to say we certainly appreciate the church here at Sneed Street Baptist. We thank God for you, all the efforts and everything that's going forth, and kindness of the people, and I'll tell you, the good meals, the food and all that we've consumed. I've enjoyed it a lot, and Brother Ron's enjoyed a lot of it. And somebody said back there a while ago, said, when he was our preacher, said he's just a little bitty feller. I said, why'd he do start preaching when he's about 8 years old? used to be a trim little preacher. Amen. Praise God. Fat in the Lord. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Amen. I tell you, some preachers, that the fatter they get, the better they preach. And Brother Ron's one of them kind. Amen. That's right. Bigger he gets, the better he preaches. Praise God. Amen. But I thank the Lord for all that he's done for us. Don't you? Thank God. I was once far away from the Savior and as lost as a sinner could be. And I wondered if Christ the Redeemer could save a lost sinner like me. I wondered on in the darkness. Not a ray of light could I see. And that thought filled my heart with sadness. There's no hope for a sinner like me. And then in that dark, lonely hour, a voice sweetly whispered to me, saying, Christ the Redeemer has power to save a lost sinner like me. I then fully trusted in Jesus. And oh, what a joy came to me. He filled this heart full of his praises for saving a sinner like me. And when this life's journey is over, and we the dear Savior shall see, we're going to praise him forever and ever for saving lost sinners like us. Amen. Praise God. Here in St. Luke chapter 15, verse 11, I want to read this. It's familiar, but verses are pretty brief, and we'll read down a few of them and just get the setting here. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. I try to preach sometimes on God can see a long way. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger, on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Amen.
Yeah.
We notice something here about nine times, I think it is, the word Father is mentioned. Amen. And what I want to talk to you about a little while tonight is the prodigal son's father. I want to dwell mostly on him tonight, God being my helper.
Yes.
And I truly believe, now listen folk, I know and realize that there's quite a bit of controversy and different ideas about all that this parable means here. Amen, but I believe the three go together.
Right.
I do. The parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Don't you believe they go together? Amen. And I don't believe that God would put the first two in one manner and then the last one meaning something else. I really don't. Now we'll not be disagreeable. And I realize this is a book of principles. The Bible is, amen, there's a principle here. And so you can preach it to people that are away from God. There's principles about that here, amen. And you do the Scripture no harm. I really believe that. But I honestly believe, Brother Bobby, that the Scripture here is really talking here about someone that is lost without God. Amen. On the bottom line, that's right. And I know that a parable, you got to be careful with them. You try to put too much in it sometimes and make too much of something that's not there if you're not careful, you see. Amen. God usually trying to put forth one truth in particular in a parable and not a whole lot of different little truths. Amen. A lot of people get to dwelling on the little truths and miss the big one. Amen. That's exactly right. But I think really that the primary character and the one that is really dealt with here is the Lord. I believe that's what this is all about. Did you ever notice back here in verse 1 and 2, they drew near unto him, the publicans and sinners, for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man, who's that? The Lord Jesus. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Now there it is. You see, the thing is dealing with why. And this is his answer. Why is he eating and dealing with sinners and receiving sinners? Why? Well, all three of these things right here shows you why that he's doing that, amen. That's exactly what it's showing you tonight. That's right. And so I believe the first two of these parables shows you and I the sovereignty of God, the power of the searching Savior. He come to seek and save that which was lost. Amen. He come to seek out. He come searching for that which was lost. And thank God he's found it. Amen. And he's going to save it, glory to God. Amen. That's right. Paul said that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to draw sinners? No. Amen. To save sinners. That's why he come. Amen. He didn't come, my friends, listen to me tonight, to just fool with sinners and mess sinners up. Amen. He come to save sinners, praise God. That's exactly right. Amen. And so the first two here is dealing on his side, praise God, and showing you and I that what was lost, he will find. Hallelujah to God. And he does it with these little parables, praise the Lord. 99 of the sheep left there in the fold, and the one went out astray. But thank God it was found. Amen. And then you see the lost coin in the house. Amen. A lot of trouble. A lot of things happened, but it was found. Amen. That's exactly right. And then we find here our condition. We find our reality in this kind of a life. When we get down to the lost son, we see our responsibility. We see all the road that lies ahead of a personality in this life, a soul, a person. Amen. We see that here in the parable of the lost son, don't you say? And beloved, it just simply is the same thing, but it's coming at it, brother, listen, and dealing with the things that happen, situations and trials and circumstances circumstances, brother, that confront us in a reality. We're there, amen. God's where he is, amen. And God's going to do what he's going to do. But I'm going to tell you, brother, listen to me now. He does it, brother, with people, praise God. And so he's showing us all of that here in the Son. Could I be close to right, Brother Rob?
Yes,
I believe that's close to right. Praise God forever. And so I know there's a lot of things to be said about it, but I thank God for his power tonight. Don't you? I get so tired of these people wanting to help Jesus out instead of just preaching Jesus. Amen. Praise God forever. Feeling sorry for poor Jesus. He not able, you know, to do very much. And God help us to help him not to lose no more than he's already lost. They have fallen through the cracks. Amen. Well, I want to tell you, friend, tonight, he's the Lord of glory. Hallelujah to God. Brother, he bought the pearl of great price. Not half of it, not cracked, brother, not two-thirds. Thank God he bought it all. Amen. There's a body of Christ. Hallelujah to God. Most of it's on the other side already tonight, but thank God there's a part of it that's still here. And you and I tonight are discerning the body of Jesus Christ. You know where this shout and rejoicing and glory, brother, comes from? And we're discerning the body of Christ right here in our midst tonight. Hallelujah to God. Ain't it good to be in the body? Hallelujah. Brother, they can preach this. The split rapture, the partial bride, anything they want to preach. But I'll tell you, brother, I'm one of these that believes when God gets her together, hallelujah, it's done. Amen to God. Let the Bible, brother, be the word from glory and speak what it is. Amen to God. And so we see the Father is showing, the Lord Jesus is showing here why he does the things that he does. Amen. And gathering in the lost sheep. Oh, yes, tonight. You know, I think about the power of the Father. I thought about the purposes and plans of the Father. But thank God tonight, I want to tell you something. You know, there's pleasures for the Father, as strange as they may seem. There's some pleasures that the Father receives. I thought about this tonight, Brother David. He received pleasure in the sufferings of his dear Son. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah to God. Brother, the Bible said over in Isaiah 53:1, who's believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To whom is the power of God revealed? Oh, yes, tonight. Brother, he come forth, as a tender root out of dry ground. Oh, yes, he did. And the world, brother, could not recognize him. Israel could not see him as the Messiah and the King, no sir. But I want to tell you something. He did not fail. No, sir. Brother, listen tonight. All the powers of hell and the earth, and brother, all the powers in the heavens tonight could not keep Jesus from going to the cross and, brother, shedding the blood, brother, that saves my wretched soul. Thank God tonight. Oh, I'm glad of that. Hallelujah to God. And so the Bible shows us down there in about verse 11 or 10 or 11, I think it is. It said, but it pleased him to bruise him. It pleased the Father to bruise his Son. That don't mean it pleased him to hurt him. It don't mean that he was some kind of a morbid thing, you know. No, that's not what he's talking about. But oh, when he saw him there, the perfect lamb, the perfect payment, oh, in full, thank God, as he hung on Calvary, the Father said, man, that's it. Oh, that pleases me. I get some pleasure from that. Hallelujah. Yes, sirree. I want to tell you tonight, he had to kill him. Amen. I'll tell you, the world couldn't do it. No, sir. Oh, but beloved, listen to me. When our sin come upon him, I want you to know tonight, the death stroke came down from heaven, and an almighty, holy, righteous God, brother, killed the sacrifice. at Calvary. Yes, he did. Amen. He laid her down. Jesus did voluntarily. Thank God. Oh, the Bible goes on to tell us that he will, when he sees the travail of his soul, he will be satisfied. Yes, sir. He said he put him to grief. He said, but he's going to prolong his days. Oh, he prolongs his day. How does he do that tonight? Somebody said, Christ's not living on the earth now. I beg your pardon. There's a little portion of him right here tonight. Amen. And David and Ron and Brother Jerry, all the others here tonight. Hey, there's a portion of Christ right here. Hey, some of the body, thank God. I'm glad we can recognize it. Aren't you tonight? Oh, how we need the truth from the holy word of God in these days. Amen. It pleasured the Father. The Bible shows us in his Son that when he came down to this earth, brother, down there on the river of Jordan, when old John was baptizing, the Bible said the heavens opened. The heavenly dove came down and brother lit upon the lamb. It wouldn't have done it on a wolf, nor a mad dog, nor a snake. But thank God. Hey, brother, the heavenly white dove came down. Holy Ghost of God. And brother sat right on Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Father spoke from heaven and said, I'm pleased. This is the one, my beloved Son. Oh, yes, tonight. Salvation only by his Son pleases the Father. Oh, the Bible shows us, Colossians 1 and 19, it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Everything we need is in Christ tonight. Oh, yes, it is. Salvation only by the Son. Paul said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Oh, don't that please the Father? Yes, it does tonight. I'm afraid they're adding in a lot of little things today. And brother, you can't recognize Christianity hardly with some of these religious institutes. But I want to say tonight, brother, listen, the most joyous, the most free, brother, listen, the most powerful. Oh, brother, the people with the most hope is the people of God, the people that's been born again. And brother, have found it true that all I need is Christ. All I need is the Lord Jesus. He's my Lord and he's my life. Thank God he's my water when I'm thirsty. He's bread when I'm hungry. He'll be my life when I'm dying in this flesh. Hallelujah. He's all in all, brother. He's all there is. Amen. Yes, sir. Thank God for tonight. Ain't you glad? Praise the Lord. See, the Father is pleased in that. Sounding out the gospel pleases him. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that in the wisdom of God the world, by wisdom knew not God. It what? It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people just says, look what a fool. Amen. A lot of people said, look what a carrying on for nothing. Oh, look at the effort and the money spent for nothing. Just get up there and sing him old songs. Just get up there and shout and holler and read from the book and storm out and cry and sling snot and preach their lungs out. Oh, ain't it sad? Hey, these people feel sorry for us tonight. Yes, they feel sorry for us. I want to tell you one thing. Oh, it's music to my ears. I believe I'll hear old Paul preach one day after a while. Hey, he won't be calling sinners to repentance, but I'll tell you what, he'll be preaching the glory of God and the Lamb forever and ever. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe we'll have a little camp meeting, a preacher's conference, brother, around the throne, brother David, on that day. Oh, yes, pleased him by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Praise God forever. Oh, I'm glad when I heard it that day. It was sweet to my ears. It was fearful. It was terrible. It was awful. But it was life. It was light. Praise God. Oh, I thought about this. The securing of our eternal home is a pleasure to God the Father. Our title cannot be disputed. I got a place yonder, praise God. Not that I'm worthy. My credit ain't good enough. Amen. That's right. I've been tempted to shout on credit sometime. Amen. That's right. Preach in the flesh a little sometime. Oh, if you got zeal, you're going to do them things. Amen to God. Sure you are. But I'll tell you what. I don't have to worry, brother. It's all bought and paid for yonder on the other side tonight. Oh, brother, listen to me. We know that if our earthly tabernacle, a house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with these hands, but eternal in the heavens. I want to tell you, glory, glory, glory. I got a mansion over yonder. Yes, sir. Oh, thank God forevermore. Ain't it good tonight? God is not ashamed to be called their God. He has prepared for them a city. Abraham went out looking for a city. Oh, brother, he rejoiced to see his day. He saw it and was glad. Hallelujah to God. Hey, we're looking for that city whose buildings and brother is sure tonight. I'll tell you, the city sits upon foundations. Ever won a pearl, thank God, of great price? Oh, yes, they do. I want to tell you, my friend, tonight, we got a Lord that knows how to take care of his business. We got a Lord tonight that knows what it's about. I want to say, number one, in this message, he was a prosperous father, glory to God. Amen. He had what it took. He was a prosperous father. I want to say tonight that the portion of good that he gave his boys was large. The inheritance, no doubt, was much. Yes, it was. I want you to notice that even the father's servants have plenty enough to spare. Praise God forever. I want you to notice that he's got luxurious clothes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Oh, brother, I was ashamed. Brother, I was grown before I got any clothes very nice. Ever since I got saved, God been giving me good clothes. Amen. That's right. Thank God for it. Oh, beloved, everything I got on, under and outer, praise God, the church give it to me. Oh, 10,000 hallelujahs. Brother, it'll last a while. Praise the Lord tonight. I want to tell you something, beloved. He's prosperous. Yes, he is. Oh, the garments of his salvation. Oh, the fine jewelry. The ring on his hand. The shoes on his feet. The best robe. Hallelujah. I place it around his shoulders. I will tell you tonight, my friend, he has clothed me with the garments of his salvation. Oh, I'm like a bridegroom decked out with ornaments. Hallelujah to God tonight. Oh, I'm like a bride. Oh, brother, listen. With all the jewelry of heaven tonight. Oh, upon her. Oh, he's prosperous. He's rich. He's glorious. He's prosperous. I mean, he takes care of us materially, physically. Yes, sir. Somebody said, well, David's had a stroke, but hadn't God took care of you physically? Amen. Other gentleman back here had a stroke, but he's not complaining. God taking care of him. Amen. See, that's the thing about it. I wouldn't say long until old Brother Brandon used to take me by to see this dear old saint of God. Weighed about 86 pounds, withering up and dying in the bed at home. He said, Brother Don, come on. I believe you can be some help to her. I kindly build her up. Amen. He knew what she was. That's right. And there I went in, man. I said, I'll give her a few verses, you know, and maybe a half of a poem. I'll have her a shouting. I'll get her forget about her sickness. But, oh, son, when we went in the room, I'll tell you, God God was already camping there with her. Oh, hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, she could speak just above a whisper, but I'd rather see her point one little white bony finger toward glory and tell me how good God had been to her, and that she was going home to that city. Oh, brother, having to read and to pray and to dream everything I could do. Oh, yes, he's rich, praise God. He's rich. Amen. Excuse me, he's rich. Paul said, but my God shall supply all of your need. He said, I got you. I got what you sent me. Amen. He said, there's a time when you was the only one. Amen. Conversing with me. He said, I got it. Philippians chapter 4. And said, I thank God for it. Amen. But he said, I don't speak of needs. He said, because I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you something now. Y'all have graciously took care of me. But it's Him. Paul said, it's Him, praise God. You can't outgive the Lord. And said, you might have given sacrificially. And you might have given down deep till it really hurt. And you had to do without a few things. But he said, just let me say this to you. My God, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Ain't it good, Brother Jerry? You're able to go to work, praise God. Amen. Praise God, able to get bald headed. Ain't it good? Hallelujah to God. I mean, everything is so good about the Lord. He takes care of us, praise God, forevermore. Yes, He does. And them spiritual blessings. Oh, praise God. The Bible shows me in 2 Peter chapter 1 that we can be partakers of His divine nature. If we just trust in them promises, we already are part of His divine nature. Now, don't misunderstand me. But see, what Peter is saying there is that if we trust them great and precious promises, we can get be partakers of it. That's what I like. Partakers. Amen. Give me a plate at his table. Hallelujah. Give me a big spoon, Lord of God. Hey, brother, give me a big mug to drink out of. Hey, you can't spoil God. Brother, you can't bankrupt heaven tonight. Oh, listen to the spiritual blessings. He said, be a partaker of the divine nature of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he did tonight. There in 1 Peter chapter 1, oh, it goes to tell us that the trial of our faith, being much more precious than gold, brother, listen, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. He said, your faith is more precious than gold, though your faith be tried by fire. He said, it's the thing that's going to be found to the honor and the glory and the praise at the appearing of Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, glory to God tonight. And so Peter there, brother, was facing, listen, crucifixion upside down. Hey, man, he was ready. He said, brother, it's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a feller saying that on the way to Gallus? Amen, amen. He did, didn't he? Whoa, he said, I've never seen him with my eyes. He said, though you've not seen him, he saw him. But he said, though you've not seen him, and you don't see him now. But he said, believe him. Then thank God, it's joy unspeakable. Oh, he said, that kind of faith. I want to tell you something tonight, folks. It's not how much or how far. No, sir. It's not how big or how little we are. It's faithfulness, glory to God. Earnestly contend for the faith. Once deliver the saints of God. I want to tell you tonight, my church friend, listen to me. Faithfulness one day will outshine the stars. It'll be the praise, the honor, and the glory at His appearing. It'll be the faithful ones that'll get it, amen, for Jesus. That's what's going to shout. That's what's going to do the shouting. Ain't he a prosperous father? He was a permissive father. I want you to get it now, beloved. I don't mean he's a compromiser, but he allowed certain things and does allow certain things tonight. Yes, he does. You ever stop and think how good? See, according to his mercy, he saved us. Not by his mercy, but according to it. Amen. Mercy held back eternal judgment until grace got there. That's what he's talking about. Am I telling the truth, Brother Ron? Amen. You see what I mean? Not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy, He has saved us by the washing of regeneration and so forth. Amen. But beloved, listen to me tonight. Did you ever stop and think about His mercy over all His works out yonder? It's been on my heart for weeks and weeks. Every time I get up near here, I got to mention it. Somebody said, well, you know, a lot of sick folks, that's right. A lot of wheelchairs, a lot of crutches, a lot of crippled limbs. A lot of people, brother, with cancer and heart disease and all that. Amen. But a brother said to me, he said, now listen. He said, Birmingham, Alabama, about 1,500,000 people. Birmingham, Alabama. He said, so they got 20,000 in the hospitals. Amen. Amen. Now think on it a minute. I'm talking about the mercy over all the people lost and saved. Amen. I mean, you could empty that 20,000 out on the streets, and it wouldn't be a drop in the bucket to Birmingham. Amen. While the rest of them race up and down the interstate. I mean, brother, you get on the interstate at 6:30 in the morning in Birmingham, Alabama, and you'll see the mercies of God. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, oh, they have some terrible wrecks down here on the interstate in Birmingham. I said, brother, listen, it's not, brother, that they have them. To me is that there's anybody ever arrived safe. Amen. That's the mercies of God. I mean, think about it, women tonight. If you'll see a few, brother, roll around in wheelchairs at Walmart. You'll see a few crutches, but compare them with the masses. Is that mercy tonight? Is that mercy? You'll see a few people can't eat anymore. Amen. But what about us gluttons? Amen. What about us hogs? Me up in my 60s, praise God, still able to eat. Amen. I chew a pack or two of Tums a day, but that's all right. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to tell you tonight, beloved, His mercies is wonderful. And He permits. He permits. He permits. Listen to me tonight. Folks created in God's likeness and in His own image. Amen. We lost most of that at the fall. But that's who we are now. Listen to me closely now. Listen to me. We're God's number one creation. Amen. That's right, brother. Made in His likeness. Amen. You don't... Hey, there ain't no animals can enter into this. Not even the angels can do it tonight. They're up yonder tonight scratching their head. Old Carter's been doing that for over 39 years. What's the matter with that boy? But they glory in it, praise God. Amen. But listen tonight. I mean, beloved, hear me. Here, you see, the Lord is so wonderful and merciful. Yes, He is. There, everyone comes in this world, listen, in His likeness. Amen. And listen to me. I know we're under the curse and the fall. Don't misunderstand me. But you see, every one of them. Now we're going to get back to the story just a little bit. Amen. So tolerant. So permissive. So lenient. So loving is our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Somebody said, well, I've never been a thief. I never stole nothing from God. I'm a thief. I'm a thief. I'm a robber. I'm a no-account criminal. Yes. Amen. I'm a murderer. Amen. I am. That's right. Adulterers, every one of us. Adulterers, every one of us. Said, if you ever looked upon a woman to lust, have you committed adultery? Am I telling the truth tonight? Said, if you ever had a hateful thought towards you, brother, you're a murderer. And no murder can enter into eternal life. Amen. Am I telling the truth tonight? Amen. Amen. Now listen to me. But, oh God, He lets them go. He lets them go. Yes, He does. Think about it. Think about it. Here, say, Brother Jerry, you got a glass company, right? Amen. Okay, say you expanded, you got real big. Man, you had to put on people. And you launched out. And you not only got out yonder to Truman and Jonesboro and West Memphis, and that, but you got on down and all Fort Smith and out St. Louis. Amen. Oh, Jerry Carter Glass Company. And you had to get representatives for all of these places. Now listen to me close. Oh, Jerry got to have a representative. Now I'm not trying to be funny now. I want to make a point here in seriousness tonight. Jerry got representative. All right, he got one to St. Louis, Missouri. Amen. He got all confidence in him. That's right. He sends that man out there and says, your check will be in the mail every month.
the salary for the whole month will be there for you. I give you one in advance. Send you out yonder. You represent my likeness.
Yeah, yeah.
My image, amen. You're my representative in St. Louis, but amen, I'm going to let you go. Well, he goes out there, and he seems to be all right. But when he gets there, drawing his check every month, instead of him working for Jerry Carter, he gets to working for several other outfits out there and leaves this completely, does nothing for him whatsoever. He takes his money. Amen. He, in one sense, is clothing him, feeding him. Amen. He wears his clothes, eats his food. Amen.
Yeah.
But will not have this man supervise him whatsoever.
Amen.
He's a thief.
Yes, he is.
He's a criminal. He's a criminal. And that's exactly what you are tonight. And what I am. Yes, sir. Oh, God, help us tonight. There we are, taking it from God, taking it from God. And he lets it go, and he lets it go. And judgment is suspended. I'm telling you tonight, my beloved, I wish I could get a hold of the church. I wish you'd give me some good amens on this. Help me to preach it tonight. Oh, beloved, listen to me. The judgment is suspended, beloved, but one day after a while, he's going to be called in to give an account. Yes, he is. He's going to be called in. And his father was so patient, permissive and patient. He never disowned. Listen to me tonight. He never disowned the lost sheep. Amen. He shed his blood. Thank God. Listen to me tonight. Hallelujah 10,000 times before the foundation of the world. Oh, brother, to the glory of God in his mind, it was settled. It was done. Praise God. Yes, sir. And he come one day seeking those which had gone astray. Not the righteous, no, no. No, not those that were healthy and well, but the sick that needed a physician. Oh, beloved. And he still turned over rocks, beloved. Hey, in Georgia and Missouri, praise God. He's still turning them rocks over and finding them sheep, praise God, forevermore. He's finding them, hallelujah, here and there and down the road and up the road, the city and the country. He's finding them, praise God. And so here, this story shows his patience. He knew all the things that he was doing, and yet he did not just go get him before he came to him saved. You ain't going to just wake up saved.
Right.
But there's a lot of Baptists going to wake up in hell one day. I don't preach, beloved, fatalistic doctrine that you just wake up saved and find out you was a sheep. No, no. That's why part of this story is like it is. He came to himself. But God's the Lord of that too. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that faith is not mine. It's a gift of God. Why? Because those brothers that's bent in unbelief, hey man, they can't believe tonight. Amen. They may join. They may sing. They may do a lot of wonderful works. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. They'll never have peace. They'll never have the true joy of God. They'll never know the bread of life. They'll never know the river, brother, the throne. They'll never know the glory of it. Oh, they'll never know nothing about the anointing of it. They'll never know anything about the conviction of the Holy Ghost. I mean, truly tonight, their conscience may prick them from time to time, and they may be bothered by the Holy Spirit. It may be all around, but I'm going to tell you something tonight. No person will ever repent and truly believe Jesus till God the Father quickens them. Amen. You don't come repenting and believe in Jesus and then He quickens you. He quickens you, bless God, and then you can repent and believe in Jesus. Salvation is of the Lord, not even your repentance. Amen. It's of the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, what's that you preaching? The Bible. At the doctrines of God's grace. And brother, it always somehow makes me uneasy. I feel that little evil pride of religious flesh about them. And they got to get their little dirty hand in on salvation some way or another. Oh, brother, he come after the sheep. And I'll tell you, he's going to find the lost sheep. There's a lot of them tonight that's not lost. And most of them, the Baptists are pulling in and packing the pews, has never been lost, brother. And therefore, all they're doing is going to hell from the church pew. And raising hell while they're in it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't it sweet? Praise the Lord. Patient. He didn't just go get him. But he was a permanent father.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, beloved. Listen, when all else was gone... He's still working around.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I believe if you just become the right kind of a soul winner, you got that kind of a touch on you, that charisma about your personality and your speech, I believe you could win my boy. Oh, God help us tonight. There ain't but one soul winner, brother.
Amen.
He come turning the rocks
right.
over. Yeah. Amen. He come opening the doors. He gets down in the private minds and the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Amen to God. He saves Baptist church members. It's been in there religiously for years. Every now and then he reaches his darling hand in and saves one of them. Amen to God. You listen to me tonight. Brother, if you join a Baptist church, got baptized, listen to me. But you don't know tonight much difference in your life. It's never drastically and radically changed whatsoever. You just don't know anything about that. You've always just been pretty good and you saw the need to add on this church religion and Jesus. Brothers, add, tack that on and just be sure that you know everything going to be all right. God help you tonight. God help you to see it, my beloved. Oh, when the Lord quickens you, it's a resurrection. Praise God. It's new life. Hallelujah to God. You have to quicken who were dead, the Bible said. And made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, every Christian, that ain't talking about being in a good meeting. That's talking about our place, our position. Amen. Where we are in Christ. He makes us a heavenly personality now. And a stranger, amen, a wayfaring pilgrim in a land that's hostile and strange to us from now on. When we truly get born again, sis, let me tell you something, young people, and daddies and mamas alike, once you truly get born again, this becomes a waste, howl, and wilderness where no water is. Nothing will satisfy, nothing will do. Not church membership, not singing in a good choir, not going to a lovely Sunday school and having a gracious teacher, not going to school and making good grades, not getting a good paying job, finding a fine husband, oh, not raising a family. None of those wonderful things, and they're good. But listen to me tonight. That's not it. But oh, once God quickens you from the dead, He said the hour is coming, and now is. When the dead, that's spiritually dead. Oh, that's spiritually dead. That's bent, my friend. Hey, listen, that's one that can't breathe out and get a hold of God. No way in the world. He's a corpse. She's a corpse. There's no way they can do it. I'm here to tell you tonight. He said, my son was dead. My son was dead. Oh, my son was lost. But I praise God. Listen to me now. I know he found the sheep and brother found the coin. The woman found the coin. But the same thing right here. Only he's dealing with our difficulties and our spiritual turmoils and brother all of the terrible pressures and fevers of our natural minds. He's dealing with all of that, don't you see? There's people out here tonight, brother Lord, have never been quickened by the power of God. That's why they never find fulfillment in worship of the Lord. And preachers, we never going to make them find it. that we will never satisfy.
No,
that's
right. Amen. Ain't going to be, brother, watching June bugs. Amen.
Yeah.
Bounce off the walls. They're going to be tuning you out when Jesus comes.
Right.
Don't tell me I'm dead and bad and sinner and a criminal. Don't tell me. I mean, they don't have to speak it. It just kind of rises up in them. But remember, Jesus said, I didn't come to bother you. You better, hey, I'm going to tell you how I am. If I couldn't feel no Holy Ghost conviction, I'd run out somewhere in the field and start praying till I did feel something. I'd run out in the field somewhere till I could feel something.
Hey,
that's right.
Amen. Old David Brainerd, preaching them heathen Indians up yonder in the 1700s. New York State, Massachusetts, those places. Well, I'm telling you, 3 foot of snow at times. Amen. He'd preach 3 or 4 hours to some of those tribes and the chief and all of them. Amen. That's right. And brother, he'd leave them laying in the snow on their face.
Yeah.
Come sunup, they'd still be crying. Hey, ma'am, I'm going to tell you one thing, brother. Let me tell you something tonight. When one come in, he was a different Indian from then on. He was God's. He wasn't the chief's Indian. Hallelujah to God. He was the Lord's Indian then. Amen. Oh, yes, tonight. There's a lot of people need to get somewhere and pray. Not because you feel Holy Ghost, but because you don't feel nothing. You need to get some. I'm telling the truth tonight. And I'm preaching it right, Brother David. Amen. You need to get somewhere and pray. There's some young people here tonight. You need to take off work. Amen. You need to quit dilly-dallying around. Miss a few things. Pray.
Amen.
Privately seek God.
Amen.
If you don't feel any kind of God's presence and God changing, because He never leaves a convert like He found him.
Amen.
He quickens them to new life, to a brand new world. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things become new. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's eternal. Praise God. Amen. It was from everlasting to everlasting. I ain't got that kind. Well, now, I love you right where you're at. Don't misunderstand me. And Ron loves you. And everybody don't understand some of this preaching tonight. And they don't understand some of his preaching. I know. And I understand it. But he preaches you the Bible. Amen. That's right. And the Son of God preached some things about his blood. Amen. About his flesh. And they didn't understand that spiritual talk, but he never changed none of it for them. He said, you may find out after a while. Well, I like that, don't you? Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He washed their feet. Amen. Some poor Baptist been washing them ever since in service. They rattle the pans on you. They feel like they need to get a little bit of humility in the service. They go to rattling them pans. Amen. But the Lord said, what I'm doing now, you don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Why, if he'd been washing feet, they knew exactly what he was doing. He said, but after a while, you'll know.
Yes.
Praise God. Here's the wash pot. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God forever.
Yeah.
Oh, beloved, tonight, it'll do you so good. Let me hurry now quickly and close. The permanent Father. When nothing else remained, it was all cut aside. Amen. I done read it to you, but suddenly he thought, my Father, my Father. See, someday everything's going to be taken from your side. I don't care how pretty you are, little girl. Listen to me. Look up here tonight. Kiddies, mamas and dads, look at me tonight. I don't care how pretty you are, how intelligent you are, how rich or poor, it doesn't make a difference.
That's right.
How good a life you got before you. Let me tell you something. There'll come a day when it'll be nobody but you and God at judgment. It's coming. It's coming. And sooner than a lot of people think tonight. It's coming. It's coming. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, well, I'm a First Baptist. I'm a Second Baptist. I'm third. It don't matter to me if you're a 14th Baptist. That's got nothing to do with it. Sneed Street or the First Baptist. It's not the building. It's not the preacher. I'm talking about the quickening Lord of life. I'm talking about the quickening Lord of life tonight. Amen. Amen. And this boy struggled. And after a while, he came to himself. And he said, my Father. Everything else is gone. Taken from your side. No other interest now. No other interest. Amen. Somebody said, oh, you know, my wife, she loves this and loves that and to do this, that, or the other. And my husband, he loves, and all of that. And we always got certain little things and, that we love and we like to do, you know. Like that. Amen. But one day, no more interest. No more time. No more. And nobody, listen to me now, nobody to build you up and put you on the positive side and say you're somebody now. And you're really it. And you always make people know that you're it. Now, I believe there's dignity. Don't misunderstand me. And I believe we can be admired within our own ways. And thank God for that. That's good. But see, that's training. That ain't salvation. Amen. That's not quickening. And one day, it'll all go by the wayside. And hey, teenage boys and girls, and young daddies and mothers dying from between Baptist church pews. Amen, that's right. And beloved, they go down there and they never would run with the drunks. They never run with the whoremongers. They never run with the unclean and the dirty, the dark. They never run with nothing, brother, but what they thought was right. They stayed right in there. Yes, they did. And then, brother, they're going down to the pit. They're going to walk the charred corridors of hell. Brother, they're going down to the abyss. Amen. I want to tell you something where they're gnawing and weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth. And you talk about drunkards and harlots. You talk about thieves. You talk about abusers of mankind. You talk about child molesters. You talk about sodomizers of young women and young men. Oh, brother, those that are filthy be filthy still. You better remember my preaching tonight. Those that's filthy, you're going where they're at, beloved. And they'll be filthy with you in hell for eternity. In hell for eternity. Yes, sir, tonight. But the Father, He said, my Father. And brother, He said, He's there. I know He's there. And the Father was pitiful. He was full of pity. Full of pity. He never runs low. Amen. He's got some for you tonight. Yes, sir. He was a passionate Father. Amen. He showed strong emotions. Praise God. Amen. When he saw him coming up the road, there'd been most Baptist pastors that said, now I don't want to appear out of control. I got to appear like I'm handling everything. Amen. But the Father, oh, glory to God, when he saw him at a great way off.
Yeah.
Well, here comes a company of people. I believe I see my son. I believe he may be one of them. And I'll welcome them all in for a tasty bite for supper. And then, we got to turn them all loose and let them have their way. And this is good that he's come back. This is good. Let him come on in, ring my bell. I'm busy and I'm important and powerful and, you know. And so let him come on. Huh? No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here he comes. Praise God. Out of control, look like. But in perfect control. In the right mind of heaven. Here he comes, praise God. And just swoop right now. Amen. Praise God where the sun was. Hallelujah to God. Ain't it wonderful tonight? Excuse me. I spit on you right there. God bless you. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Amen. Some people full of the Holy Ghost, but my snot's got the Holy Spirit on it tonight. Praise God. Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Here he come. Run down there and fell on his neck. And kissed him. Before we ever said a word. I don't believe the boy had said a word, had he? You remember your name? Was it Carl?
Carl,
you remember? Had the Lord done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Carl. Mm-hmm. You got them jailhouse tattoos. I got a few of them things myself. Amen. I know.
Call me by my name.
Yeah. But oh, brother.
Yeah.
God fell on his neck.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm glad you come back, Carl.
Yep.
I'm glad you come back. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you come to yourself, come to your senses. I'm so glad, Carl, to see you. Oh, son. Yeah. Oh, kill a fighting calf.
Yeah.
Hey, he didn't say fatten him up and get him ready. He's always ready for his kill a fatted calf. Carl's come home. Carl's come in. Get up here, Carl. Come on, son. Praise God. This is Carl. He's come back. Oh, look at him, praise God. Sin puts a few marks on him. He looks a little haggard now. But my son, no wonder he looks bad. He's been dead. He's been dead, spiritually dead. And now he's alive, praise God. Oh, beloved. Hey, put a ring on his hand. Put the best shoes on his feet. Put a good robe on him. The best robe on him. My son was lost, and he's alive. He's found, praise God. He's found, glory to God. Yes, he is. You say, God never done me that way. He didn't come to seek those that's right already. He didn't come to seek the up and outers. See, there's a misery you're gonna have to face full on and experience. There's a terrible misery.
Amen.
I don't know much about salvation, but I know there's a terrible conviction involved in it. And a reality coming to your low down self. Coming to your corrupt self. There's a reality and it's no fun. It's no fun. But it'll cause you to get up out of any hog pen.
Yes,
it'll cause you to leave any tavern, any bar.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah to God. Amen. Am I preaching the truth, Brother Carr? Praise God for it. Amen. Amen. I said, you're preaching a long time. Well, I can't help it. It's just good. Praise the Lord. It's just good to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. We ought to take a recess and shout a while. We ought to, glory to God. Oh, the Lord has been so good to us. Amen. Said, I ain't sure he ever captured me. I don't know. I think I just accepted him. Look out now. Oh, Lord. Thank God. Oh, for the Father that ran to him and was passionate. Oh, yes, he was. And he was a personalizing Father. He dealt with him in a personal only way he ever does. Not with the group before the stand at Billy Graham's crusade. Now listen, I didn't say that he wouldn't deal with an individual there. Amen. But he don't deal with groups and classes. No matter if it's high school class or Sunday school class. He don't touch you that way. Amen. You can be sitting there as dead as a doorknob when Jesus comes and go to hell, and the one sitting next to you, oh, the Lord can awaken and send a mighty Holy Ghost revelation, and brother, conviction and terror and fear comes and melts away the stubborn pride and all the honorary rebellious ways and the rejections they've made and all the reasons and excuses they've used and everything about it. And brother, not only will they walk down the aisle and be willing, praise God, to crawl down the aisle, it wouldn't make no difference who and where. Oh, when the Lord comes and quickens a sinner. Amen. And so, folks, it's not quite as important to pray for the sinner as it is to pray that God would move on the sinner. Because when He moves, they'll close the deal. It'll all be settled. It'll all be settled if He'll move. And I believe that God can move. I don't say that He will move on and sometimes, see, this boy took a long time. Amen. And it's a parable. And so you can't get a lot of things out of there. But I get this main meaning out of it. It was still God the Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, it was that caused Him to come to Himself. Amen. Thank you, precious Lord. He was a prodigal. He was wayward and wasteful. Amen. You say, oh, I've never been wasteful, preacher. I'm a good mother and a good grandmother. I've never been wasteful. I always was careful with my groceries and careful with the payments and things and help my husband and all, and maybe you, and all of these things, and so good and wonderful. But what about Him? What about Him? See, that's where the waste comes. What about a fine, beautiful young girl? Outstanding, beautiful, talented young lady, and yet waste her life without sweet communion with God's Son, Jesus. I'll tell you why the old-timers used to come in after working 10, 12 long, hard hours and then going out on the back somewhere and pray for an hour. It's because they knew Him. They knew Him. When I got saved, God increased my business in the barbershop. But I couldn't hardly stay there, take care of it. I wanted to run in the back and down in the woods. I feel like I'm nearly backslid. So you can get so busy in God's religious business. But I just wanted Him then. See, He quickened me, put me in His family. And if I just get Him to say, "That's good, Don." I can just get Him to say, "I'm still with you, Don." Mm-hmm. Just, glory.
True.
Man, that's all it took. Amen. And now we want heaven to, about half of it to break off and fall down on us and bombard us before we do anything.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you see, people go on and on all their life. And they think all this around here is it. And it's personal. It's personal. It's personal. Yes, it is. It's personal. Some precious mother. Oh, God, I've been to the bedside of a few that was facing the reaper. And they say, "Preacher, I've lived a lie. Preacher, I'm not ready." And I'm going to tell you something. I could give them no hope. I could give them no hope. Salvation is of the Lord.
Yeah.
Usually one that lives a lie all their life will die in that condition. Some precious young soul tonight, some mother, some daddy, someone that knows about Christianity, has heard the story, but have no full touch of fellowship, are not in the family of heaven tonight. They're not in it. Oh God in heaven, I pray in this hour, Lord, that you would touch souls. Oh God, let us search ourselves. Let us make our calling election sure. Oh God, tonight. Lord, I believe it's You that I've known down through the years. It's You, Lord. I know it didn't make me perfect in the flesh, but it made me a lifelong seeker after Your touch, Lord. It made me a lifelong seeker after Your embrace, Lord. I know I've failed, and I know sometimes I've said things I oughtn't have said and done things in these 39 years. But I've been a 39-year seeker. I can't quit. I long for You, Lord. I long for You. I pain after You like the deer after a water brook. Oh, yes, I do, Lord. I do tonight. I love You. I love You, Lord, because You first loved us. Yes, and when I come to myself, I said, "My Father, oh my God." Oh, Father, deal with souls now. It's in Your hand. We pray and we talked a long time again. Lord, use these truths. Please, God, don't let anybody think, "Lord, I just want to indoctrinate or be some kind of a troublemaker with the Scriptures." Please, God, help people to see tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen.